Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 27th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. Leading off today, we've talked a lot about the supply issues affecting Apple's Mac lineup, specifically the Mac Mini and the Mac Studio. Now, we've had yet another development in that situation. Apple is completely sold out of the base model $599 M4 Mac Mini with 256 gigabytes of storage. It's completely out of stock at Apple retail stores, and Apple won't let you order it at all, simply saying it is currently unavailable for delivery. Stock of other models isn't exactly plentiful either. The Apple Store is currently quoting 6-week wait times for the 512 gigabyte storage configuration, and that's the shortest delay we could find. Multiple of the other models are currently citing 9 to 10 week shipping estimates or longer, assuming they have availability at all. The primary cause for this seems to be Apple responding to industry-wide shortages of memory and storage components, and seemingly prioritizing any supply it does have for its MacBook Air, MacBook Neo, and MacBook Pro over the lower-volume desktop Macs. What remains to be seen is when Apple has an update planned for the Mac Mini. The latest reporting is that the Mac Studio isn't expected to get updated until October, but hopefully Apple will get a Mac Mini update out the door sooner rather than later, as for a lot of people, it's the gateway into the Mac ecosystem thanks to its $599 price point. We are sponsored this week by Bitwarden. You can get started with the powerful Bitwarden Password Manager right now, including a free plan with unlimited passwords, by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting bitwarden.com. Bitwarden helps you create and store strong, unique passwords, passkeys, and more across all of your devices, so you're not reusing the same login everywhere. It also makes things easy with autofill for passwords, cards, and identities. Plus, Vault Health Reports help you spot weak or compromised passwords fast. With end-to-end encryption, phishing protection, and trusted security used by over 10 million users and 50,000 businesses, Bitwarden makes staying secure simple. With World Password Day coming up on May 7th, now's a great time to make sure your passwords are actually protecting you with Bitwarden. Next up today, Apple has released iOS 26.4.2 to iPhone users, and it includes a key security fix that ensures deleted notifications can't be retrieved or otherwise recovered later. Apple explains that the bug affected its notification services framework and meant that notifications marked for deletion could unexpectedly be retained on the device. The company says a logging issue was addressed with improved data redaction. Apple told 9 to 5 Mac that it became aware of reports that some push notifications from apps were being retained on device when they should have been deleted. This essentially means that the text of a notification was still available, such as if you'd swiped away on a notification from the Messages app, the text that originally showed on that notification would still be accessible and could be recovered later. Apple says iOS 26.4.2 not only fixes this problem, but also retroactively purges any notification copies that had been unexpectedly stored on device. And Apple didn't say this explicitly, but this fix is likely in response to a recent report involving the FBI. 404 Media reported a couple weeks ago that the FBI successfully retrieved Signal notifications from a defendant's iPhone, even after the notifications and the Signal app had been deleted. This, of course, is not the intended behavior, and Apple was quick to fix it with iOS 26.4.2. Next up today, we have more details on the inner workings of the transition for Apple CEO from Tim Cook to John Ternus. A new report from Bloomberg adds more info to the town hall that Tim Cook held at Steve Jobs Theater last week following the transition announcement. Tim Cook, during the town hall, reflected on his proudest achievements as well as past missteps under his tenure at Apple, citing the chief one among them as the troubled launch of Apple Maps. He called this his first really big mistake as the CEO of Apple, simply concluding that the product wasn't ready and that Apple thought it was because they were testing more of local kind of stuff. The first version of Apple Maps famously didn't work properly in much of the world, providing users with wrong directions and mislabeled landmarks, and a far inferior experience to what was then offered by Google on the iPhone. Cook said, quote, "We apologized for it, and we said, go use the other apps, they're better than ours. And that was some humble pie. But it was the right thing for our users, and so it's an example of keeping the user at the center of the decisions that we make. Now we've got the best maps app on the planet. We learned about persistence, and we did exactly the right thing, having made the mistake," end quote. Cook said there have been so many moments that he's proud of during his time at Apple, but the Apple Watch and its health features stand out. He said, quote, "I remember getting the very first Apple Watch note from a user who told me the watch saved their life. Now, of course, I get these on a daily basis, but the first one hit me particularly hard. It caused me to just stop in my steps," end quote. Meanwhile, John Ternus, Apple's incoming CEO, built his career in hardware. And that's expected to be an area he remains closely involved with after becoming CEO. As a result, fans of Apple services like Apple TV may wonder about the future of those efforts. Hollywood has long questioned whether Apple's streaming efforts are a long-term strategy or a short-term experiment, and the new CEO being a hardware expert has raised some of those concerns again. But a new report from Deadline has encouraging claims about Ternus's interest in Apple TV specifically. People inside Apple and across Los Angeles call Ternus a fan of the streaming service who watches its programming. If anything, Ternus is described as wanting to make it more competitive as a service. Ternus is also said to have a strong relationship with Eddie Q, Apple's vice president of services, who oversees Apple TV. So if you're a fan of Apple TV and the content that it produces, it sounds like things should only get better under Ternus, as he's a fan of the business himself and a fan of the shows. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.